American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be live with you on this 31st day of August 2005 for the next 2 hours, as we are Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin, up 35, that's right, the NAFTA corridor, alive and well, and it ends on I-69 up there in Michigan. You Michiganians ought to be proud. You're right in the same boat with us. And what did you think, that you had nothing absolutely in common with Texas? Well, you're part of that NAFTA corridor. Today's program, I rescheduled Colonel Joe again. Folks, I had to do it because I am watching the news this morning. I am watching what's going on, the aftermath of Katrina. And some interesting stuff is coming forth. I got to tell you, apparently, because we went into Iraq war, you know, the levees were being rebuilt around New Orleans, Louisiana, and the funds stopped because George decided to troop off to Iraq. That presented a problem. There were still people down there working on it, I guess non gratis, not being paid, but the funds were basically cut off. Now, folks, let me explain something to you here. Human beings can be a particularly inventive group of people. Ask the people over in Holland, where they staved off the North Sea. That's right. They put up barriers that worked. Okay, they get in a little problem over there. They shut the country up. They don't have any flooding over there. You cannot tell me, with all the ingenuity that we have here in America, that we couldn't have saved the city of New Orleans. It survived the hurricane. It blew right over the top of it. But what happened subsequently, the levees broke, like Pontchartrain come pouring in. And there's even, get this, folks, there's even some reports that because of the hurricane, some sharks got blown into Lake Pontchartrain. And since the levees broke, there's some of them swimming around in the streets down there. I kid you not. That's some of the reports that we're getting. We'll take the break here. I've got with me this afternoon Ken Bagwell from WZNN out of Nashville, North Carolina, Super Talk 1350. He will be joining us along with Lindsey Williams, and you're familiar with that guy, and we'll do that here in a minute. But, folks, this thing is out of control. Energy prices spiking all over the place. Ken Bagwell comes on. He's got some information about, in of all places, Asheville, North Carolina. They seem to be running out of petrol over there. And I've been digging into this. Folks, our refining capacity is down in this country. We only have approximately, I think, 146 refineries. Back in the 70s, we had double that amount, at least 300 refineries up and running. Well, that does one thing. That keeps the supply, well, pretty close to the demand, but it keeps the profits up for the oil guys. And get this. We're now even starting to import 10% of the finished product. That's right, our gasoline into this country, which really starts to become expensive. Who is zooming whom here, folks, and who's paying the price for it? We'll get this program kicked off right after this break. I'll bring up Ken Bagwell first and then bring up Lindsey Williams and a little bit after that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
What a lousy day it is on planet Earth, especially for those in New Orleans, Louisiana, in Mississippi. The Hurricane Katrina swept through there. Ironically, folks, most of the damage is being done by flooding now. It's probably the worst natural disaster the United States has ever seen. We've had hurricane after hurricane blowing over the peninsula we call Florida. It's elevated sand down there, folks, and they've gotten real smart about staving off damage done by hurricanes. They've been through it enough times, but not very often do you get hurricanes coming up through the Gulf of Mexico, and especially in low-lying, below-sea areas. Now, this is the real problem that we've got down there in Louisiana. But the problem gets even worse. We've got problems in the Gulf with oil platforms. We have oil platforms stuck under bridges. This is not a good situation, and it is only going to get worse. Most of the gas prices, and we'll talk to Lindsay about that a little bit later, but most of the gas prices are right now slated probably a 40% or 40-cent increase, I should say, in the real foreseeable future. And a lot of people did not believe us. When we had Lindsey Williams on the program several months ago, when we were talking about oil just going through the roof this summer, people kind of scoffed. Well, we're going to stick by that prediction. By the end of the year, you will see a barrel of oil at $100. And the problem is that most of this price gouging is going on by speculators and the companies themselves. So they've got us over, folks, We've had a jobless recovery. First time in U.S. history, we've had a jobless recovery here in the United States. I do not know what that means, but ask the people up in Michigan right now that they're facing about 10% unemployment up there, and it's going to get a whole lot worse. We are in for some dark, dank times. No, and I'm not underwater here in Central Texas, but we're going to have some dark, dank times here in 2006. This may be pushing us right to a financial collapse in this country, and we're not overstating it. I have with me Ken Bagwell from WZNN Asheville Super Talk 1350. Ken, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir. You had Lindsey Williams on your program this morning down there, I understand.
We did, and it was an education, to say the least.
Well, Lindsey, he's one of these guys. He was just at the right place at the right time, found his way up to Alaska, and he was sitting in on board meetings. And this was generally where, you know, a preacher or anybody else from John Q. Public out of the private sector would find themselves in, but he learned a lot. One of the things, Ken, that is really still astounding to me, and, you know, we saw George Bush and Anwar saying that, okay, well, we're going to open up Anwar, but the problem is we're not going to see oil out of there for another 6 to 7, maybe 8 years.
Right.
But we got a couple of wells sitting up there in the northern slope on Gull Island that could start pumping almost immediately, and there's enough oil up there at present consumption that could fuel this country for the next 200 years. I'm at a loss here, Ken.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I am too, and I found it really interesting today, John. We're in the mountains of western North Carolina. We're pretty laid back, and yet I think our listening audience is as informed as anybody out there. And it was interesting today when we were talking to Lindsey that he got some opposition, you know, and I don't have really one of those radio shows where everybody calls in and agrees with everything you had to say, but the opposition to some of the things that Pastor Williams had to say surprised me just a little bit. And I believe the take was the bottom line, if I understand him correctly, and you help me out here, is that we are being deliberately deceived.
Sure.
And that is a pretty tough pill to swallow for some folks.
Well, and what were we told, Ken, growing up? That if you live your life right, you're an honest guy, you keep your nose to the grindstone, things will happen good for you. There's no guarantees in life. There may be some pratfalls and pitfalls, but you're going to be okay because you're following the rules. The problem is that the people in Washington, D.C., I call them the Congress critters, the people in Washington, D.C. have not been following that or been supporting the American people for a long time. And when you tell people that, they're in a state of suspended disbelief. They just look at you like you got a third eye growing out of your forehead.
Well, you're right. And my folks up here in western North Carolina are just, I'm sure, like your folks down there in central Texas. John, I just had a son graduate from Georgia Tech. I got to know the people in Georgia. We race, for crying out loud. I've got a lot of redneck in me, John. We go racing in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like the rest of us. And what I mean by that is people just, they want to be left alone. They want to get up. They want to go to work. They want to pay their taxes. They want to take their little kids to little league practice. And they basically just want to be left alone.
Right.
And to think that they are being taken advantage of, that they are being lied to, that we are having our chain jerked by the powers that have taken an oath to protect us and to put our best interest before their own, tough. It's tough, and I'm telling you, the peasants in this part of the world are talking about taking out their pitchforks.
Well, and I'll tell you what, down here in Central Texas, this program right now is airing on 12 different stations. We've got a good core of Texans down here. By the way, we don't have rednecks down here because, well, they wear cowboy hats. And it protects them from that Texas sun. It gets a lot hotter here than it does in North Carolina, I guarantee you. But, no, the listening audience here in Central Texas over the years have been brought up to speed. And we have a serious problem in this country. We have a government that at any given turn, Ken, they find it as easy to lie to people as they do anything else. And the real problem here is because of September 11, 2001, we're seeing a massive takeover by the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look back in history of the Fed's track record. I don't see anything that they've ever done right. And if they've done it right, they've done it too long, and then it turns bad. But that's not the way this country was supposed to be set up. I mean, you guys down there, I mean, talk about the war of aggression on the South. I mean, they took the opportunity a couple of years after the Civil War to basically centralize power in Washington, D.C., and the chickens are coming home to roost. You're seeing a massive takeover. Everything is federal. They've got control of everything under the guise of protecting us. Look, Ken, I'm here to tell you, in 1913, our United States Congress sold our money system out to a private banking concern, and we have been under, there's nothing about federal, there ain't nothing federal in there, and there ain't no reserve. It's a private consortium running our economy right now. So, you know, people don't know this. Your audience up there in Asheville, North Carolina, I mean, if you were to tell them these things, they would think you were crazy. But we have done the research. The only reason I'm doing this network is to open up stations and open up people's minds with the truth. I don't have to get conspiratorial. I don't have to fabricate. I don't have to sensationalize. The truth stands for itself.
Okay, but I'll ask this, and I don't know if there's an answer or not. I always want to bring it back to the bottom line is, okay, so what do we do? Do we get on talk radio for 3 hours a day and whine, and then come back the next day and whine some more? Or what is the bottom line? Do we need to do? Do we take it to the ballot box? Do we call?
Nope.
Do we call somebody? Do we email somebody? Do we some kind of civil disobedience? What do we do?
Well, ironically, Ken, you've got a couple of guys up there in North Carolina, John Ainsworth and Ed Waller, that have been working on a case, a court case for the United States Supreme Court on the issue of 1867 and how they popped this government inside out, and they've been doing it systematically ever since.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to your question, there is no silver bullet or one stroke thing that's going to put this thing down. It has to do with people being informed. The people out there that are watching CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS, and it doesn't matter. I said this to you on the phone earlier today. If somebody farts in Louisiana and it looks like it's going to cost people money, somebody starts shaking up there on Wall Street. It has been this consortium, this unholy alliance between government, business, and media that has got us into this trouble because they haven't been telling the American people any of the truth that matters.
Okay,
they'll give you 565 days of Michael Jackson, but who cares when we're talking about economic viability in our country?
Okay, but John, these people that you're talking about, the government consortiums, the people that are making the prices or whatever, what do they fear? Who do they fear? You don't know me from Adam. My background is in athletics. I played professional baseball. I coached on a Division I level. I had something that my players wanted. They feared me. They respected me because they wanted in the lineup. They wanted to play every day. They wanted to be on the team. They feared me because I could take that away from them. The powers that be now that are pulling our chain, do they fear us at all? Do they fear us at all? That's a heck of a question.
Well, Ken, that's a good question. No, they don't fear us yet because the numbers aren't great enough. But I'll tell you one thing. You couldn't continue pulling the scams that they've been pulling if the body of the American people, and I'm not talking about 99% of them. I'm not even talking about 75%. I'm not even talking about 50% of them. If a third of these people in this United States of America were awake right now, it would scare the living bejeevers out of these people, and they'd run and return to the rock from whence they came.
It's not going to happen, John. You've got 90% of the people out there that don't even want to hear it.
That's not true. That is not, Ken, that's not been my experience.
Good.
People right now are dying for the truth, and I'm not joking about that.
Good.
Because they have known this for a number of years. Ken, what were you told? What made America great? At what point in your life did you look at life versus what you've been told and scratch your head and said, well, something's out of kilter here. Something's wrong. Why isn't, you know, everybody works hard, everybody wants the right thing to happen. Why is it that time after time after time, the bad things keep happening with bad people at the head of it?
Mm-hmm.
We have not educated ourselves as to the responsibility of ourselves as citizens of this country. We have not pressed the government because they have certain obligations and duty under the Constitution. We have not held their feet to the political fire. We have not tarred and feathered them and run them out of town. We have not done our job. Ken, hang on a second. We've got to take a break for the network here. Ken Bagwell, WZNN out of Asheville, North Carolina, Super Talk 1350. We'll be back with him in just a couple minutes.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Again, your question to me is what we can do. Well, we've got to displace the disinformation, the conveniently couched lies that our media has been pumping out year after year, not telling us what is going on and why it's going on. See, we do the same news stories that the major media does, only we do the background. We dig out the facts. We don't have corporate sponsorship on this network, so we don't have anybody tapping us on the shoulder and saying, well, we don't like what you're saying because it might hurt our business. We're completely independent, and we're going to stay that way. We've got right now between 70 and 75 AM and FM stations of various configurations, internet, satellite, shortwave that goes global. We're talking to a whole lot of people. This message has to be taken mainstream. What do you think that your audience down at that superstation down there, 1320 in Asheville, would do if more programming like this was on the air and they were hearing stuff that they haven't heard in their entire lives? How do you think the public would react down there?
Well, I think they would react very favorably. Well, to the point of pulling themselves up closer to the radio and being sure that they're getting the message, and then knocking on people's doors and spreading the word that this is out here. But see, you just don't hear much of what you guys are doing. I'm not going to throw around any big nationally named talk shows, but I was talking to a fellow of mine that's a lot like us, John, that was saying you just will not hear this kind of thing on their radio shows. Of course, if you could go to somebody and say, you know, if you don't back off on the story, we're were going to take your $100 million contract, would you back off on the story? Sure you would. It's human nature.
Well, that's if you want to play their game. Now, there are ways to do that and stay outside of their grasp. And we have, well, Ken, this is my second network.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is still on the air. So I have a knack of doing this. But I knew one thing going into this. That, number one, the American people were never told the truth just about anything that really affects their daily lives. Most people out there think that their thing for America is getting up every morning and going to work and going to church on Sunday and being nice to your mother-in-law and everything is going to work out. Well, that's not how this and why this government was formed. It was the government of the consent. You know, the government was there. It was instituted for us. And these people were supposed to be the watchdogs of those constitutional rights. Well, they've thrown the Constitution and the baby and the bathwater out.
Mm-hmm.
And people are standing around in la-la land and they're wondering what's going on and what's happened to their lives. You know, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we're $70 trillion in debt. Most Americans don't know that. If they heard that, they'd be outraged. If Rush Limbaugh, Mr. Blowbag, OxyContin, would get on the air and say, folks, I've just made an amazing discovery. That our banking system has been privately owned for almost 100 years, and our dollar's only worth 4 cents. My gosh. But him and Mr. their ditto heads out there on 600 stations around the country, what do you think the reaction would be from the public? It would be amazing. They would be mad as hell, and they'd say, we're not going to take this anymore. But they've quietly controlled the entire mechanism, and that has been the sham, and that has been the real problem here in America. People aren't hearing the truth. Given all the facts, I give the American people, we're the most generous people on the face of the earth. I think we're some of the best. I know we're living in the finest government that's ever been created by man to ever exist on the planet. But something happened on the way to the Roman Colosseum, Ken. Things went bad.
Let me ask you this, John, and as a guy that's been in radio, I'm talking about you, for a while, and you know the ropes and you have done good things. Are you threatened at all? Let me put it that way. Are you concerned that you need to be shut up? The Internet needs to be a little more controlled. I know Hillary said that already. I had a news story about that earlier. And these wild-eyed radio people getting on the air and saying this kind of stuff have got to be more controlled. Are you concerned at all that the truth that you are putting out has got to be muzzled and attempts will be made to do that?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the grand plan here, that we hit the ground running with a heck of a lot more stations than Air America does.
Mm-hmm.
And more people will be putting up. I mean, I got to tell you, Ken, outside of the FCC, bless their little hearts, we're putting up low-power FM stations in cities across America. They are not licensed by the FCC. We run them about 100 watts. They go out about 15 miles. And they're run as non-profit. They're non-commercial. And under the FCC rules, in time of war, it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing they can do about it. We got 12 of these puppies down here in Texas running full tilt boogie. I mean, people are hearing. I remember the first day that we fired this network up, and it was only back in June 18th of last year. On a Friday, it's gridlock time here in Austin, Texas, and people are scanning the dials, trying to get their entertainment. They're bored out of their minds. They're waiting in traffic for an hour, 2 hours. They stumbled across one of these stations, and I was getting calls on my program going, my God, where have you people gone? Other people were calling in going, I've never heard anything like this. Where have you people been?
Mm-hmm.
It was the shock and amazement that people, for once in their life, was being told the truth. Being told for the first time in their lives, they're hearing something that they automatically gravitated to because they knew it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's been withheld from people. Now, I don't want to see, I'm not an anarchist. I like the fact that we have law and order. I like the fact that we once had a constitutional republic. There's a lot of peace and sanctity and security in that kind of system, and I want to see this country return to its constitutional roots. It is its only chance for survival. Otherwise, you have people like Hillary Clinton taking over with her socialist agenda, and it's going to further doom this country. Not to let George W. off the hook, by the way. But no, through the power of information and people knowing, they'll once again realize that this is a government of the people, and guess what? They're the government. And they can put a stop to these creatures that are running our lives. Ken, do me a favor. Hang on here. I'm going to bring Lindsay on after the bottom of the hour break here. And I know you did his show this morning. Please stand by. We'll be back here with Ken Bagwell, WZNN, Asheville, North Carolina, Super Talk 1350 AM.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let me bring up Lindsey Williams at this time, along with Ken Bagwell out of Super Talk 1350, out of Asheville, North Carolina. Good afternoon, Lindsey.
Good afternoon, John and Ken. For goodness sakes, it's good to hear your voice twice in one day. And I'm so glad that I stimulated your audience this morning.
Well, I'm telling you, it's good to talk to you, Lindsey. I talk to you more than I talk to my mama.
For goodness sake. By the way, John, just a few moments ago, just before the show, I had a call from Americus, Georgia. A person was just beside themselves. People were flipping out all over this country. He said, I went to the gas service station a few moments ago. He said, low test was $2.99. He said, high test is $3.49 in Americus, Georgia. I understand the airlines are shuttling fuel around in their airlines because some cities are giving out a fuel for the airliners, and they're shuttling fuel to them. It's time that the American people wake up and realize 25 years ago, I begged people in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, to listen to me. I said, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Watch out. 9 months ago, I began giving away my books. You remember that, John. I was on your program.
Sure.
I've begun giving away my books because I said, what good is it going to do to me to have a warehouse full of books out here if I'm a slave in my own country?
Yeah, and I was born in this country a free man, and I'm going to be hung upside down in a bucket of cow doo-doo if I'm not going to die a free man in my own country. But freedom seems to be a very expensive option at this point. But look, this whole thing on the issue of oil. Behind the speculative movements that showed oil prices at an all-time high of $70 a barrel, our big oil companies, according to experts quoted in a Turkish newspaper, see, we've got to go to the Turkish press here to get some of the news for America. Their paper over there, the Zaman, said the aim of the speculators is to make $60, $70 a barrel seem normal. The paper went on to say the production cost is about $10 a barrel. And they said the sales price can be at most $35 to $40 a barrel. The rest of this, the cost is attributed to outrageous profits by big oil. Now, but Lindsay, months ago, I had you, this was back in the spring, if I remember correctly, you were on my program and you said, you watch, by summer's end, you're going to see gas at $4, maybe $5 a gallon. By the end of the year, we're going to see oil $100 a barrel. And it is starting to happen. The whole Katrina thing here, yeah, it's a setback. Yeah, there's been some oil platforms that are damaged in the Gulf. Yeah, there's a lot of refinery capacity down there in the Delta area down there in the Gulf. But that's not the problem here. I've got the Detroit News right now. I pulled out their editorial today. Even these people up in Detroit are getting it. They said that the U.S. must expand oil refinery capacity. We had over 300 oil refineries. But we have now 149, and there's only been one built in the last 20 years. Now, that keeps gas supply. It's kind of like the Japanese just-in-time theory here to bring that product to market. But the problem is that when it exceeds the production, doesn't keep up with the demand, or something happens within that system, the fuel costs go right through the roof. We have been manipulated. The oil embargo of the 1970s was a fabricated sham. They had ships, they had barges, they had all the oil. It just wasn't flowing to the refineries. We have been bent over that proverbial barrel time and time and time and time again. And, Ken, I know you didn't hear this because you weren't online yet, but the money, get this, there were federal funds down there around New Orleans to rebuild those dikes. The problem is, in 2003, well, George Bush decided to pull the plug on that because he needed the money for the war in Iraq. The work still continued down there and around the New Orleans area on those dikes down there, but it was unpaid labor. They were unfinished. We had an entire hurricane, the worst that we've had down there in the Gulf since, what, Camille in 69?
Mm-hmm.
They survived it. New Orleans was dry until the levees broke. I see George Bush and Air Force One flying over New Orleans this morning, and it was the money that was supposed to get down there to fix the problem around New Orleans. Now he's up there, bird's eye view, assessing the damage because the money he was going to give New Orleans made its way to Iraq.
Okay, John, you asked for it. I didn't give this on Ken Bagwell's show this morning because I was brought up in Georgia. I know the mindset of those people. And I know that they're frightened rather easily. And there's some things I don't say when I'm on a talk show back on the East Coast. But I got both of you on here now. At August the 13th, 2005, the U.S. Treasury Bureau of Public Debt had this on their website that on that day, in one day, the national debt went up $60.1 billion. Now, this was on their website. You can verify what I'm saying. Somebody has to pay that debt. You know who's going to pay it? The person that goes to the gas pump and pays over $3 a gallon of the gas tank for the gasoline, it in turn goes to the oil-producing countries of the world. They are required to take a certain amount of that and put it back into T-bills and our national debt. And those scoundrels in Washington are not willing to tell the American people that they're being taxed at the gas pump for the national debt that goes over there, and somebody has to buy our T-bill and our national debt, or the dollar would collapse. And sitting on the north slope of Alaska is the largest oil pool on the face of the earth that could bring down the price of gasoline to $1.50 a gallon within 6 months' time.
Lindsay.
The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline Corridor was built to accommodate three pipelines. We wouldn't disturb the ecology one iota, and we could bring the natural gas and the crude oil to the American people within 6 months.
Lindsay, where is 60% of that Trans-Alaska pipeline that the eco-freaks, the spotted owl huggers out there, said that this is going to be a natural disaster, the caribou won't be able to caribou and caravan and migrate or whatever they do up there.
It has 60% had 60% is going abroad, 40% to America. That was a signed agreement between the government and the oil companies when they built the pipeline.
And we're
60% of the oil.
And that the bulk of that oil is going to Japan right now, but the unfortunate thing is they're holding trillions of dollars in those bogus notes that the United States government, in order to finance their overburgeoning debt, they're not good. We cut their oil off to keep it here in America. They're going to come knocking on Uncle Sammy's door going, okay, cash in those T-bills. We need the money.
Wait a minute. The east side of the oil field was produced by Atlantic Richfield. The west side was produced by BP. Our government, without any big fanfare whatsoever, allowed BP to buy Atlantic Richfield, and now a British company owns the entire North Slope oil from Alaska. I mean, this is an atrocity. If the American people knew a fraction of what I know, they'd impeach Washington, D.C.
You were going to say, Ken?
No, I was going to ask Lindsay where you're talking about it goes to the T-bills and to pay the national debt. What's the bottom line? What pocket does that finally go into? Does it go into the pockets of the families that own the Federal Reserve?
Well, the Federal Reserve is not an agency of the federal government. In fact, it's not federal. Neither is there any reserve. It's no more federal than Federal Express is. And if you look at every building owned by the Federal Reserve in the United States of America, all of them pay taxes. Why? It's not an agency of the federal government. I mean, it's very easy to prove. So who are the people who own the Federal Reserve? And they are the ones that are getting these dollars.
They've never been audited, though.
Never been audited.
So we don't.
Never will be.
And we don't know exactly. I will tell you this, Ken. Just from the debt that we have right now, for whatever reason, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, retirement benefits, oh, that's right, they call it Social Security. These were things that the government was never designed to be in. And, of course, they make a mess out of it every time they get involved in something like this. But this was the grand giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that through the politicians and trying to keep the vote to their constituency, keep them happy, keep voting them back into office, the problem is that we've run up such a debt right now that we're paying the international banksters, and it's 12 member banks inside this country right now. And I liken this to the mafia, okay, the loan shark. You borrow money from them. Okay, kid, you're going to have to pay me 25% interest or 50% or 100%. It doesn't matter. They can set whatever price they want to. That's why the credit card companies can continue raping. Has this ever occurred to anybody? Why different credit card companies have different rates for people? Why wouldn't they have the same rates that, say, a bank would? Well, they might say that it's unsecured and blah, blah, blah. But look, it's unregulated. They've been raping people for a number of years. But I will tell you this, that the interest, just the money that the federal government has borrowed from the IMF right now, the interest back in these IMF banksters is over $1 billion a day. $1 billion. For doing what? Printing something that cost them nothing to print. It was backed by nothing. No gold, no silver. It's just a promissory debt instrument. They print it. They put it into circulation. People borrow it. They pay the interest on it. Well, the problem is that the whole system itself has one fatal flaw in it. It can't continue. There is a point of diminishing returns. You put too much worthless money out there, it devalues the currency, and then the currency goes belly up. That's exactly where we're at right now. Almost, and people have predicted this, and you go back through the congressional records and see what congressmen and senators, this is when we had statesmen, people that took their oath of office seriously and knew that they were in service to the American people and not the other way around. In congressional record, they all said the same thing. But this thing was done on December 24th, 1913, with three people present in the dead of night. they passed this, turned our entire money supply over to a gang of professional criminals.
I'll tell you what, Lindsay, if you didn't know better, you would almost think there is a sinister, demonic intelligence behind it. It is so ingenious.
Well, you're exactly right, that it is.
They've been doing it for a long time. Now, Ken, truth. If Dan I'd Rather, or Tom Brokaw, or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity, or any of these talking heads that have convinced the American people, I like the moniker for Fox, we report, you decide. No, they decide what they're going to report on. They spin it until their opinion becomes yours based on no fact whatsoever. You want to know the reason why I started this network? We'll take those same stories, rip them apart with the facts. There's a reason why circulation on newspapers are down. There's a reason why viewership to CNN, Fox News, all the cable news networks, why their ratings are down, is because people are finally figuring out for once in their life, I'm not hearing any information. Like I said, Ken, they'll give you 565 days of Jacko, but they won't give you 10 minutes of the straight truth around any story that affects everybody's lives in this country each and every day.
And that's why I ask you if you saw a threat to Internet and talk radio, because they are putting the truth out there, and your answer was yes. You better keep your eyes open. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't worry a lot about that because I have a higher calling, I think, doing what I'm doing. Some people have suggested to me it's been inspired by God. Ken, I just had a pretty bad motorcycle accident. I've only been back 2 months. Broke 8 ribs, clavicle, a scapula, put a hole in my head that took 14 staples to shut back up.
I don't do 2 wheels, John. I do 4 wheels only.
Well, 2 days ago, I'm shampooing the carpets in my house. I have been given strength that I never thought that I would ever have, an endurance in my life.
Wow.
I'm spending $500,000 a year running this network for one purpose and one purpose only, to wake people up, because I want my wonderful, beautiful, Disneyland-like country back. Out from under these greedy people, out from under the dishonest politicians, out from under the corrupt government. I want transparency in our government again. I want the truth. And if they can't give it to us, replace them. Get rid of it. Over and out. We cannot endure anymore. We're up against the ropes here. I mean, this is it. This is the last round of the fight. We're down on the scorecard. They're getting ready to call the fight. The only problem is the American people are losing.
Yeah, but I tell you what, John, and Lindsay, you know this too, especially Lindsay, when you've been up around Alaska, and I know they're this way in Texas, and they are here in the mountains of western North Carolina, fellas. When you take one of these animals, regardless of how docile they may seem, and push them into a corner, best watch out.
I understand.
Well, Ken, I have a question for you. Most of the people listening to John Stattmiller's program today do not realize why I called John this morning and told him about you. I understood on your program this morning from the call-ins and from Brown, who is the police officer, and some others, that there are actually service stations, gas stations in and around Asheville that do not have gasoline anymore. There are actually long lines at the gas pump.
Well, interestingly enough, since we talked then, yeah, in Asheville, well, last night they started to run out. This morning, of course, on my show, we had the ex-police officer call in and said that the south and the southeastern side of town were starting to run out. Then I got a call later when I got home saying that nearby cities, Cashier, Silva, were down to just a couple of stations in the area that had gas. So that's the situation now. And somebody asked me, John and Lindsay, somebody asked me, what are you paying up there? I don't even know what to tell you because I drove in past a gas sign, and when I drive back out in 15 minutes, it's changed. So I don't know what we're paying.
Well, Ken, maybe it could be that animal that was so docile that we were talking about a moment ago, maybe he's being backed into a corner now?
Perhaps.
Well, but
yeah, I hope so. And I want the listeners to John's program today to know that they are predicting that Atlanta, Georgia may not have gasoline for the holidays this year. Asheville, North Carolina now has stations and surrounding cities that the gas stations are out of gas altogether. They're predicting Phoenix, Arizona has a problem. I just heard that on the radio a few moments ago prior to John's program. Folks, we're in a mess. We are in another 1969-1970 scenario. And, John, I hope before we stop today, at least you'll let me tell people how I can tell them the rest of the story.
Well, absolutely. And Ken, I want to keep you on for at least another segment here, top of the hour, if you can hang around.
Sure, be more than happy to.
And I'll tell you what, I commend you. I don't know how you I don't know how the story, how Lindsay ended up on your program, Ken. But it's a breath of fresh air for the people down there in North Carolina, and they need to hear more of the background story and the reason why things are the way they are, and this is such a sad thing. I thought when I was a kid, and I'm old enough that I remember watching black and white TVs because color wasn't invented yet, but I remember looking at it when I was a kid and I'm thinking, man, this is a marvelous outlet. Boy, how much good could be done with this. They have done nothing with it but commercialized it, bastardized it, use it as a propaganda tool. I mean, we have Bill Clinton back in the 90s, mid-90s, saying, well, okay, well, let's just do away with fair play and radio. Let's lift the threshold here of a giant conglomerate corporations, how many stations they can buy and throw local talent up and put our brand of national BS on the air. I don't care if it's Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, the controlled ones. Anytime that you talk about anything that Lindsay and I would talk about, or maybe you're going to talk about on your program, it's all conspiracy theory. No, I'm not interested in theory. I'm interested in fact. I'm interested in people waking up. I'm interested in motivating people to press their politicians to start to put this country back on track. Because let me tell you something, folks. When you tuck your children in tonight, you look at your children and promise them that their life is going to be better tomorrow than what your day was today. You'll be lying through your teeth through them. Why? Because we remained ignorant and silent too long. That time is over with, folks. It's time to take the country back. It belongs to us. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Claim it again, folks. We're going to take America back. The hell with the Hillary Clintons of the planet, the socialists. The hell with the what's been surrounding the Bush White House is more like fascism than anything else. We've had an interesting mix of communism in this country, communistic ideas. You know, property is a bad thing. Just check with the United States Supreme Court on their recent edict about private property. It's all going to hell in a handbasket here, but again, we outnumber the bad guys 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 to 1. We need to grow the numbers in this country, folks, to get this country back. Because only the people themselves demanding justice and a civil government again are going to attain that. And they're only going to do it through the power of information if they know the difference. If they can turn on their TV, and most of the listeners that listen to this network or have been listening to me for the past decade or so, know this to be true. The power is in the information. The trick is to get it to the people. They've done a good job of sewing that avenue up, but not any longer, because people have had it up to their eyeballs. Ken Bagwell, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Any parting shot here for our audience?
No, I tell you what, I appreciate you being on with you and being given this opportunity. But here again, I go back to the eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Places like you, people like you, and Pastor Williams, we've got to keep our eyes open.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anytime you want me to do a show down there, I'll be happy to rock your audience a little bit.
I'll give you a ring. And Pastor Lindsay, stay the course. God bless you.
All righty.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it very much. Ken Bagwell, WZNN, Asheville, North Carolina, Super Talk 1350 AM, and he's down there with the good old boys, folks. And Lindsay. There's one thing that I've discovered about the American people. They're the most generous people, the most forgiving, the most enduring of a lot of the stuff that's going on today. But there's one thing I've discovered over the years, Lindsay. They don't like to be lied to. Once they discover they've been zoomed and cajoled and told lies and half-truths, once they find out the truth, then that spark starts to burn pretty steady and pretty bright.
Well, there's no gas in the gas stations in Asheville, North Carolina, and surrounding towns. They say it can happen in Atlanta, Georgia. We are being intentionally lied to again, just like we were in 1969, 1970. I'd like to tell you the entire story, folks. Would you please let me give you all four of my books? You heard me correctly. The Energy Non-Crisis, Syndrome of Control, that tells the mindset of these people. You Can Live, To Seduce a Nation. Would you please? And would you please get my four videotapes so I can give you a book with each videotape and give you a videotape of an economic hitman, an hour and 7 minutes long. I'll give it to you as a gift if you'll let me give it to you. If you'll just call this number, 800-321-2900, I'd like to tell you the rest of the story. You may have heard it before. I said it 25 years ago this was going to happen. People saying now you're a prophet. I said 9 months ago, it's here, folks. It's going to take place. All we need is a little disaster, and they'll put it all in force. Please let me give you my books, 800-321-2900, when you purchase my videotapes.
All right. I'll tell you what, Lindsay, hang on. I've got some news stories, and I want your comment on it. Stick around with us into the next hour of the National Intel Report, and we'll do all of that, folks, right after this short break. We're in a fix, Lindsay. 4 to 6 months down the road, these high per barrel oil prices are not going to really show up into the economy until about 4 to 6 months out. That could put 2006 into a financial crunch that this country cannot get out of. And that is, folks, you should be scared about this, but you should be mad as hell. You should be mad, and you should be telling everybody on the planet, it's time to tune into some truth. Because we give it every day. We dish it out. We don't even give you the salt and pepper. We just give it to you raw. We'll be right back. Second hour coming at you.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.